This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette, in for Brad Aspey today. Visitors to the public beach in Empire will pay to park this summer. The Empire Village Council last night stuck with its plan to charge visitors $1 an hour. Empire in Leelanau County is right in the heart of Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, and this issue generated a lot of controversy. Jakob Wheeler publishes the Glen Arbor Sun. He was at the meeting last night, and he says the most staunch supporters of the parking fee were the people who live in the village.
They alone pay the taxes and maintain the beach. Those outside of Empire Village in the township, many were also at the meeting last night. And a lot of those people have grave concerns about charging for parking at Empire Beach, as well as some business owners downtown have some concerns with it. Both sides were out in true force. Both sides in recent weeks have gathered and submitted petitions in favor of their side to sway the elected members one way or the other.
You reported one of the sides claimed more than 300 signatures on its petition drive. I wouldn't think there's more than a few hundred people living in and around Empire.
Well, that actually came up during the meeting last night. Yeah, the side that wants the Village Township Board to rescind their votes and go against charging for beach parking, they submitted a petition with 330 signatures. It turned out that only 48 of those 330 actually live in the village and thus are tax-paying supporters of the beach. But as an answer to that, one of the business owners who's against this proposal, Frank Lurchin, who owns the Friendly Tavern, the Village Inn and Empire, he said, look, we submitted a petition with a lot of names from outside the village because people from around the area, people from Maple City, Cedar, the Grand Traverse area, all over Leelanau County, they use and love and rely on this beach, too. And so while they're not in the Village of Empire, this is going to affect them. And the initiative as it stands now, as it looks to go forward, is such that if you live in the village or the Empire Township, you'll get a pass that exempts you from paying for parking on the beach. But if you live outside of the village or township of Empire, you will be paying $1 per hour, whether you're a tourist from Chicago or you're someone from Maple City.
And to be clear about these petition drives, were these just a show of support, or was there some belief that one of these could actually trigger a referendum on this plan?
It turns out they were only a show of support. The four village council members who had voted earlier this spring for charging for beach parking, none of them, they all refused to rescind. So in the end, it was merely a show of citizen support. But again, there were plenty from the village side, villagers who want this to go forward. They believe that they pay, they alone shoulder the burden of paying for beach parking. That Empire doesn't have enough revenues to maintain the beach and paying the parking policemen and so on.
Certainly a lot of people visit the Empire Beach in the summer. Do they know how much money they're talking about?
Well, that's an interesting thing. We don't know exactly how much they would bring in. This is being pitted as a 90-day trial period, which would run from June 1st until Labor Day. And now, of course, you can look at the calendar and see that June 1st is nearly upon us. So it's going to have to come together quickly. When you talk about a 90-day trial period, I mean, 90 days, June, July, and August, is the summer season. That's essentially the whole tourism season for a place like Empire. So it's a big deal. It could draw in a lot of money, but the businesses that are concerned that it would turn tourists away or force tourists to park in front of their businesses and walk to the beach, they're concerned that if it affects them that 90-day period, that's the time when they make their money.
All right, Jakob, thanks for your time.
You bet.
Jakob Wheeler publishes the Glen Arbor Sun.